You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 65, Because God Said. Seems like I should just be praising my ability to fight my distractions, even though it's just as difficult each and every day. I mean, more than 2 weeks since my last episode, and I'm still many episodes behind. You know, the more I look back, the more I look forward, you know. That needs to change, although, yeah, anyway, that didn't make any sense. So, so with that, let's start the news! Indiana makes the Religious Freedom Restoration Act law official. Differs from federal and other states. So at the end of March, this is not the end of March. This podcast should have been recorded at the end of March, but enough about that. Indiana decided to make its own Religious Freedom Restoration Act, also known as RFRA, which contained the one part that elevated it above all other RFIA laws. The exercise of religion being substantially burdened for any corporation, company, firm, church, religious society, and defined as a person. So pretty much anybody. That's quite the broad stroke there, you know, for who this applies to here. So this pretty much means that anybody that feels like they don't want to deal with anyone gay, and they can blame it on their religious beliefs, and they can deny service to anyone, even if that person works for the state government, a store, or belongs to a church or religious organization. So, you know, this goes beyond any religious belief, enshrining discrimination into a law that protects any individual under any weak argument. It's against my religion. I don't think my business wants to serve that person. Even though I work for the state government issuing marriage licenses, and gay marriage is legal in this state, I don't really want to issue a marriage license to this person because it's against my religious belief. It's against my religious belief to even stand next to this person in line at the grocery store. I mean, you can see where this is going here, you know. So, you know, but basically, so, I mean, you know, religious belief. Okay, that's fine. You want to believe. But since when did denying human beings' rights being religious? Oh, wait, this happened before? Oh, okay, all right. Just different kind of people? Okay, all right. Ah, God. Anyway, enshrining discrimination into a law that protects any individual. Okay, yep. I'm no fan of these religious freedom laws anyway, regardless. You know, I mean, you know, religion and religious belief is already protected under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Not sure what part of religion is being discriminated against or being not recognized. I mean, you have religious belief. Since when did it become okay to deny people anything? We've dealt with this back before for decades and centuries before. Okay. Anyway, so there's no need to go as far as Indiana did with their law to treat gay people as a threat. They are not a threat. They are first and foremost human and should be treated like any other citizen in the public's view. Yeah, pretty. It seems simple. But, oh, boo-hoo, these religious people, or they claim to be religious. I think half of them are atheist anyway. The law was modified, so enough people complained, enough people stood up, and, I mean, there was a large number of people that, like, that's it. No, I'm not doing business in Indiana anymore. We're taking our thing. Bands canceling concerts. A number of companies. A company called Angie's List, I guess, is pretty big, and they are in Indiana, and they've money talks when these laws start getting enacted. So anyway, so the Section 9 was modified to not be so blanket and broad in its coverage of denying gay people services. So the backlash that helped people, you know, those that drafted this law, they felt there was undue backlash against this law. Really? No, I'm sorry. No more bigoted laws on the books. No more. Let's be done with this. Arizona state senator suggests law making church attendance mandatory for everyone. Wow. Okay. So this state senator is Sylvia Allen, and she feels that forcing people to attend church will force religion back into people's lives, making life better for everyone else. Blaming the moral decay on the lack of religion is a weak argument. Yeah, weak, to say the least. Most highly religious people believe that morality and religion are tied together. So tell that to any child who is molested by a Catholic priest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. No, yeah, we've been... God, anyway, my disgust for organized religion continues here. So this senator, Allen, is hoping that forcing people to attend a church of their choice... Oh, it's our choice. Oh, God. But we have to go to church, but it's your choice of what church you go to. I gotcha. So she says this will bring about a moral rebirth. So, by the way, being moral doesn't require going to church. And going to church doesn't make anyone any more moral than they already are or aren't. It's a human trait, regardless of any or no religious belief, you know. So often, you know, atheists are blamed for not being having morals, which is absurd. You know, Penn Jillette of the comedy magic team Penn and Teller, he's gone into many times about his morals. You know, he's like, you know, how often would I like to rape people? You know, and he goes, the answer would be zero. That's how often I would like to rape people, zero. You know, and he goes into this whole thing of, I mean, it's brilliant. You know. Basically, you know, because he's atheist and there's no, you know, he's not religious. So, but he has morals because why? Oh, because there it's a human trait. So, anyway, so I hope. So, from what I was able to understand, this bill was not passed. Thank goodness. Church and state separation, much, Senator Allen? Yeah, not for her. So, meanwhile, let me get back to being my non-believing moral self. Diet soda may lead to more belly fat. So daily and occasional diet soda consumption gain, and people that, let me rephrase that. So people that consume daily and occasional diet soda gain 3 times as much belly fat as non-soda drinkers or non-diet soda drinkers. So ruling out age, exercise, and smoking factors. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, they've done this survey here and, you know, it's over the period of, 10 years. It looks like 10 years on this survey here. So I know of many people that drink a lot of diet soda each day. Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Dr. Pepper, you know, whatever you want. You know, their claim, it's got 0 calories in it. And they don't think it adds anything to their body or weight. So, you know, the study, which was conducted by the Department of Medicine at University of Texas, proves there can be detrimental results from regular soda consumption. So a fifth of the U.S. population drinks some sort of diet soda on a regular basis, and regular meaning like daily. So calories alone are not the key factor, as this study has shown. So I never drink diet soda. I mean, I'm sure I have had a few over the years, but I never make it a point to pick diet soda. You know? And I rarely drink any soda, mostly due to my kidney stone scare many years back. So I used to drink a lot, like 60 ounces a day of soda, like Dr. Pepper. So cut back a lot. Like I think I drink one a month, maybe at the most, you know, like one can, like a 12-ounce can. So I've replaced that with iced tea, coffee, and water. In my non-alcoholic drinking, as far as drinks that I make. So when I do mix with booze, it's usually Sprite or tonic water, which, of course, the soda industry, you know, is kind of sad that I don't drink as much anymore, I'm sure, you know, and, you know, I've read other reports about the sales decline in soda and things like that. So speaking of the soda industry, they say not to worry. Don't worry. Just take these study results with caution, you know. Just keep... But by the way, Diet Coke, yeah, 4 12-packs for $15. Yeah, knock yourself out. So the only caution should be consuming regular quantities of diet soda. So, you know, this is not really aimed at, you know, if you have a diet soda addiction or you know, you feel like you're drinking, you know, 4 or 5 cans a day, which I know several people that do. It seems odd, you know, that, no one really sees the connection between extra belly fat or extra waistlines or whatever. You know, they think it's 0 calories. There's other stuff in this soda besides no calories. So, you know, take heed, people, and watch your health. This week's rant, discrimination, and my thoughts on the United States and its history of codifying discrimination in laws. So, you know, years and years and years ago, we've had, you know, Lincoln, President Lincoln, back in the 1800s, the Emancipation Proclamation, which was pretty much supposed to be the abolition, I guess, is how you pronounce that, of slavery, you know, abolishing slavery. So it took till 1967. I mean, 1964, we had the Civil Rights Act. 1967 was the Loving versus, the interracial marriage ban on marriage, which was the Supreme Court overturned. You know, and we still have issues today. I mean, you know, look at Ferguson, Missouri. Look at Baltimore, Maryland. I'm kind of maybe getting ahead of myself, in the podcast order here. But, Tamir Rice, a lot of people that want to brush this under the rug keep saying, hey, you know, white people get shot too. What about the lives of cops? You know, and I'm like, you know, no one's discounting that. What we're saying is that there's a disproportionate matter of what kind of treatment. There's various examples. You can look at different cases and different things that have gone on. Look at the treatment of how white people are treated, you know, when they brandish a gun in the public versus how a black person's treated. You know, I'm not saying it's all about race, and I'm not saying that, you know, that we're trying to exclude out, or we're saying that cops shouldn't, you know, use force to and what they do as a job, you know. But what I'm saying is that enough is enough. Let's get to the simple matter here. Discrimination of any kind for, you know, women, blacks, gays, you know, whatever. No one needs to be discriminated against unfairly, you know. I mean, in my opinion, there's no such thing as fair discrimination, you know. I mean, you know, if you commit a crime, it doesn't matter, you know, what sex or what race you are, that and what sexual orientation you are, you know, but you should be treated for the crime. Shoplifters don't need to be shot, you know. I mean, you know, people that are running from the law, you know, and they're not brandishing a gun or not trying to fire back at you and kill you, you know, you shouldn't be shooting at them. You know, this is ridiculous what we've come to in this country. I mean, we should be beyond this. Think about how many decades, how many centuries have to be wasted again before we stop discriminating against people. People are human. Treat people as human. You know, they commit a crime, use whatever form of the crime of punishment, you know. If you're not killing anyone, then, you know, deal with that type of punishment, you know. So anyway, I just can't say enough about how we really need to move forward. People, stop thinking that you're some type of privilege. You're not. You're human, just like everyone else. This Lego Back to the Future recreation video is brick by brick perfect. Recreating the scene at the end of the first movie when Marty gets sent back to 1985 is so very cool. You have to watch this multiple times to see all the detail this guy, this Lego builder, put into the stop motion action. The faces, the stalled DeLorean, Doc sliding down the cable at the last minute, the entire climatic end to a great movie is something that any Back to the Future fan can enjoy. The camera angles are all done well. This is one that you should save and watch over and over. So go to the show notes for this episode 65, and there's a YouTube video that shows this. You watch this over and over. I can't tell you how awesome it was to see this. You know, I mean, you know, I follow a lot of Back to the Future accounts on Twitter, and a lot of cool stuff gets shared. You know, like, you know, when the first the Back to the Future DeLorean got an official Lego release. So, you know, as a big Back to the Future fan, I'm going to plan to watch this often. I've got it saved in my YouTube favorites. You know, it's one I bookmarked, and, you know, hey, it's just incredible. So go take a watch. You'll enjoy it. Great Scott. Humanity comes first. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.